Another 39 cases of measles have been confirmed in Auckland earlier this week in what is now being described as potentially a measles epidemic. The latest cases brings the total number of measles cases this year to 585 in Auckland alone. Health authorities are urging public, especially between the ages of 1 and 50, to make sure you've had at least one vaccination. Joining me now on the phone for more is public health medicine specialist with the Auckland Regional Public Health Services, Dr. Maria Poynter. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Maria.
Thank you.
Maria, firstly, how serious is the situation currently, and is it something for people to be fearful for or of?
Well, this is a really big outbreak, and so we are taking it very seriously, and we know that it's a concern for anyone in the population who doesn't have a vaccination, so isn't immune to measles.
What are some of the factors, please, Maria, contributing to the high number of measles cases this year?
I think what's happened is that we've got the first outbreak in several years. The last one of any size was in 2014. And we've got a number of people where the virus has just happened to find that they're not vaccinated. So it's a really good sort of virus at finding anyone in the community that's not vaccinated and making them sick for a while. So it's spreading really fast among our communities.
What is measles and how does it affect the body, Maria?
Measles is a virus, so it's spread through people infected droplets from their nose or sneezing or coughing, and it's spread through the air, so those droplets get transferred from person to person and then breathed in. And what happens is that about 10 to 14 days usually after you've breathed in those droplets, you start to get unwell with a fever and a cold symptom, so a runny nose and perhaps a cough, and often some dry or itchy red eyes. And then a few days later, a rash appears on your body, and the rash often starts on the head and neck area and then moves down the body. We know that people are really miserable with measles, so they feel really, really sick. And almost half of the people that have had measles in this outbreak have had to go into hospital.
When someone has contracted measles, how long potentially could they be maybe out of work or, you know, away from school or something like that, Maria?
Yeah, so usually around about 2 weeks. So what we know is that in the first few days when people are becoming unwell, they should really be at home, but often they don't feel incredibly unwell and they think it's just a cold. So that's about 5 days. And then the rash starts on about the sixth day, and they're still infectious, so they can still pass it to others for the next 4 days. And at the end of that period, they might not be feeling quite so unwell. They might not be able to pass it to others themselves, but they're not yet ready to go back to work or school. So that can make people need to be at home for around 2 weeks.
You've mentioned a few times already, but once again, the most effective form of treatment, vaccination.
Yeah, so we've got a really, really effective vaccination, which is the MMR vaccination, which stands for measles, mumps and rubella. So it protects you not just against measles, but against mumps and rubella as well, which are two other viruses. We know that after one dose of the MMR, then around 95% of people will be protected. And then if you have the second dose, then that goes up to about 99% of people being protected. The problem is that quite a lot of people think that they have had the MMR or measles vaccine, but they actually may not have, or it may not have worked for them because we weren't as good in previous years at making sure that all the steps were in place to make it an effective vaccine. So we're really urging people that think that they've had their vaccine to actually go and check. So ask their mums and their dads for to look in their Plunket book or Tamariki order book. Or if you're vaccinated overseas, then sometimes people are able to get their records from overseas, or they might still have them with them. So don't just think that you have been vaccinated because your mum said you've had all your vaccines. Really go and check. And if you haven't, then you can go and get another one for free from your doctor if you're under 50.
And your local GP should have records as well, whether you've had the vaccination or not as well, Maria?
Yeah, so GPs generally do have records, but we know that people transfer GPs because they've moved cities or move around the city. So it may be difficult for you to remember where you might have had it. And we also, in the past, weren't very good at keeping records. So if you were vaccinated in the 80s and 90s, for example, the records might be hard to find.